Hello, welcome to this session of SAP HANA on Azure case study. What a case study is that we bring up a customer scenarios with specific requirements so that you audiences will form teams of four or five people together, study closely the customer requirements and come up with your infrastructure solution to meet those requirements. And in just about all cases of the customer scenarios, these are actual customer scenarios that we worked through in the past and with certain twists and changes so that we make you think and provide solutions with specific emphasis that we would like you to consider into the details of this of the requirement. You know, that's how we work out some of these scenarios for you. So without further ado, let's look into the details of this customer by the name of Consorso Group. It is a global pharmaceutical company with headquarters based in Chicago, US. Some of these pieces of information will get you to think about, let's say, geography, so where you would want to deploy some of these your infrastructure solutions. Contoso has been running SAP ERP and BW for a long time, and therefore they have some on-premises solutions invested for over the past many years. Then, however, the leaderships and business planning group actually have suffered unstable performance. In other words, in peak period, they actually are the experience that the system slow down and take them a long time to, you know, create specific reports, leading to, you know, tardiness in terms of reactions to market conditions for their business. So the Contoso Group has set out to find a different solution and task the Contoso IT group with that, you know, project. The group has come together and think of, you know, leveraging cloud capabilities to satisfy many and all of their requirements. So they are thinking to go to Microsoft Azure. Okay, so that would be the platforms that you will work with. Then they have specific timelines to meet, and that kind of information will be provided to you. At the same time, it is also under pressure to reduce total cost of computing for both server storage and possibly and networking, right? So all of that together, how would you save your customer Contoso Group some operating cost? Is also the emphasis. First off, here's some of the high-level requirements. This platform or the solution need to be highly responsive with very minimal network latency, and all the reports against the database queries need to be expedient in for them to get a hold of that information. Then they have been hearing about in-memory database performance, so they are very excited to get a SAP HANA solutions. Hint, hint, that would be your the answer. They would like to leverage SAP HANA for their BW applications. Then, because of the fact that they want to run this production SAP HANA applications on the cloud, on Azure, but then there are concerns about these machines being very costly. So they would like to take a look at HANA high availability coverage as well as disaster recovery. And then, they will also like to consider a single instance only you know, rather than having duplicate machines, replicatings, you know, to provide high availability. They basically would like to consider both scenarios. So one of your requirements is to come up with both of those answers for them. And data protections naturally is a operational need. Therefore, in your solution, you need to consider backup as a data protection mechanism as well. Then, when you are migrating their BW from on-premises platform onto Azure Cloud, you need to think about migration downtime. Obviously, if the system is large, then your export of BW system may be sizable as well. How would you move all of these from on-prem onto Azure Cloud in a timely manner so that you fit everything within possibly certain fixed downtime windows over the weekend typically? So we'll look into some of that specific later. The advantage of applications running on HANA databases is what they would like to leverage. Okay, so BW apparently is certified to run on SAP HANA on Azure. So keep that in mind. That would be a solution, a good solution, you know, for you to suggest, and minimize the cost, obviously. So the scope here, we mentioned, it is a BW migration from on-prem to cloud to Microsoft Azure. Then they have a go-live date of June 2017. The current on-prem operating system is HPUX and running on Oracle. By the way, they would like to keep their ECC on premises because they want to tip their toes into the water of running productions on cloud with a BW system first before they commit into, you know, everything going to public cloud. Okay, so that is the basic of the scope. Then in terms of sizes, here's some specifics about their current on-premises system. They would have a database size of 384 gigabytes. Relatively small BW system, and requirements for storage performance is 30,000 IOPS for the database files. And over time, in the next 2-3 years, the size of this database will grow to 500 gigabytes. You know, altogether, it's a relatively small BW systems, and the app servers, the SAPs that they estimated is about 10,000 SAPs. So it's good that the customer has already separated the database, you know, requirements and the application layer SAPs for you, so you can easily size these, you know, application layers, VMs to meet that need with Microsoft Azure virtual machines. They also give you a hint that, you know, all the other non-production systems like DevTest QA can be smaller than what your production SAP HANA for BW instance look like. Okay, and uptime wise, the production system will run around the clock 24/7, and then dev test and QA, they have their own various runtime during the month, you know, on average. So that implies that there is opportunities to save operating cost if you can stop some of those large virtual machines that you may be suggesting, you know, or proposing in your solutions. So look into that as well. Then leverage long-term backup solutions that are available on Azure to offer them some, you know, good safeguard based on their recovery requirements here. You know, look into that in detail. Downtime wise, for maintenance, they need 1 week of notifications before you actually can engage into any maintenance that affects the operations of the business. And unplanned downtime, they would obviously like to minimize that. So for production system, you do need to think about the HA system, like I mentioned earlier. However, they also are sensitive about cost. So they like to look at both options of HA and non-HA, so you need to work on both. With the HA option, automatic failover, they allows the failover times of 10 minutes. So that kind of push you into a automatic failover scenarios. You cannot really take a whole lot of time for manual failover. So think about that and see what you can do with that. In case of disaster recovery, the recovery time objective, RTO, is 1 day, ample time for many basic solutions that you may be thinking of. Okay, then for backup of logs, should be taken every 30 minutes. What that implies is that, you know, the RPO, recover point objective, is 30 minutes. So that's a hint there. Then database log backup, you keep for 1 day, and you know, keep doing that backup on a regular basis, and then eventually move that out to Azure. That would be for long-term storage. Then in terms of network connectivities between on-premises and on cloud, you can think about express route, so that you have you know, all these sufficient bandwidth for the connectivity. Then that way you provide faster turnaround time for their application experience. So over here, turnaround times is equate to minimum latency. All right, so that's the requirement set. Study that, work it in teams, and come back in about 50 minutes so that we will discuss your solution as well as one of our proposed solutions that you can look at as a reference. So basically now, you know, we turn you loose to work together in teams to come up with the two solutions that you need. After that, now if you you know, 50 or so minutes has passed, let's look into what a solutions that we came up with. Okay, so you may have a different variations of similar solutions. So let's see what we have. All right. We will here, if you look at the left-hand side, the customer on-premises environment, and connecting that through an express route onto the Microsoft Azure public cloud, where you are going to deploy the IaaS solutions for the customers. So the express route, you can, you know, size it based on the actual customer network bandwidth and utilization estimate. You need to learn that information from the customers. And if nobody knows, you can start out with an assumption. So you can start out with an assumptions of, let's say, 1 gigabit per second, you know, the network bandwidth requirements. Then you, over time, you can scale up or down based on need with your network carrier. All right, from the Azure side, because of the size of this BW database being 385 gigabytes or so, and doesn't grow too fast, you know, in 3 years only grow up to 500 gig, you can today offer a solutions with Azure GS5 virtual machines. That machine go up to 448 gigs of RAM with 32 core. So for the non-HA single instance HANA solution, you can propose a GS5. You know, we picked the GS5 anyway for fast provisioning ability because it's a VM, and you, as long as you know the regions that you pick, you know, we have a GS5 available in two different regions in the US, US East 2 and US West. And the customer being in Chicago, kind of in the middle of the country, probably doesn't make a whole lot of difference between the, you know, being you picking either US West or US East. So for this, our solution, we have US East 2. And with that, then the VMs for the application servers, we pick D12 V2, and that each one is say over 600, or actually 6,000 SAPs per machine. Combined, you have some 13,000 plus SAPs in total, and that meets the 10,000 application layer SAPs requirements. Well, I forgot to talk about the storage for the GS5 virtual machine for the HANA database. Actually, if you look at the IOPS requirements for the HANA database, it is 30,000 SAPs, because every P30 premium storage with Azure, you get 5,000 IOPS, and together you can stripe them all together and get 30,000 IOPS. So therefore, it would be your the number of P30 disks you need, 6. Excuse me. And then take one P20 disk for your operating systems. Okay, so that is the solutions for the GS5 virtual machine for the SAP HANA BW workload. And I already spoke about the application server and the ASCS. So I would want to now turn into the bubble number 3, actually. That would be the other non-production SAP systems. The non-production SAP HANA system, the requirements mentioned that they can be smaller than the production HANA system. So you over here we suggest to leverage the GS series of virtual machines for dev test. And QA, typically you want it to be bigger, closer to the production. So you could either provision a GS5 for QA or a GS4. It all depends on the customer's specific need. And, you know, 4 works if they are okay with it, but you can also provide a GS5, identical configurations as the production SAP HANA. Okay, so then number 4 bubble is about the backup and monitoring. You can provision the 1 or 2 different server. Typically, they should be 2 different roles. So 2 very small A3 machines will suffice for this requirement, and also leverage the Azure SCDPM, the System Center Data Protection Manager, and put the, you know, leverage one of these A3 virtual machines for that role. Then actually, it would be also better if you were to use a DS11 for the backup server, and put on some P30 premium disk, because it requires a DS, a family of VM with the label S to run to use SSD. So instead of an A3, I would say put in a DS families of premium disk, DS family of VM that supports premium disk, so it enables the backup to run faster than standard storage. However, if you were sticking with what's proposed here with A3 for backup server, you can provision some standard storage for that as well to take some on pretty much local backup and keep it there for the short term. But for longer term, do provision backup vault and all of the long-term retention of backup images, you can ship them up onto the backup vault for long-term safekeeping. Okay, so that is the highlight of the solutions that we suggest. Now, here's a Excel sheet of all of those components as listed on the diagram. You see the different under scenarios, it is HANA on Azure without HA. You see data and storage estimate for in terms of page block and local leveraging local redundancy storage for OS for total of 8 different VMs grouped together under the categories or line item of data and storage. You come up with a price, you know. And networking, I said if you don't have any requirements, you can specifying the bandwidth you need. It just assume that it's 1 gigabit per second. Over here, we estimated in this solution answers here, we estimated 500 megabit per second of express route. Then, also provisions a site-to-site VPN, much less expensive. It can also, it works as a, high availability provisions of networking. Then backup, we talk about that. You can estimate some requirements based on what the number of copies of full backups that you need, etc. Kind of estimated total capacity requirement for your long-term storage. Then we come up with that cost, roughly $800 per over here is per month of cost. Then just go down the list listing all of your components, and one key thing here is that do understand the machines that you don't need to run them 7x24, in other words 744 hours per month. Do estimate the reduce operating operation hours for certain environments, right? So put them in here, estimate appropriately, and then you come up with a total cost of something north of $13,000 a month. And these pricing was recorded in June of 2016. And nowadays, if I have to bet, price is lower based on all these given components, the same components nowadays. So anyway, that's the tendency of technologies. And prices here doesn't really matter too much for our purpose of the exercise, but it is a reference number. You know that the solution you put together for non-HA will cost roughly about $13,000 a month. Then we did say that you should work out both HA and non-HA solution. So here's the HA solution. Out of all of these, what would you, do in terms of providing higher availability for your machines? So on the HANA server side, you see that we put in an additional instance of GS5. On the configurations are exactly the same as the original production primary replicas. And in terms of application servers, we provide one additional application server, DS12 or D12, and then an additional instance of SCS, so that you can cluster a smaller D11 instance of virtual machines. And then, for non-prod, nothing changed. Everything's remained the same. Over here, on the shared services layers, we put in a small A2 basically, the shared services, you just configure what is necessary. However, all of the availability requirements does not necessarily are applicable for this layers. However, let's say, for example, the Active Directory server role, I personally would want to provide a replica of the Active Directory domain controller of a server role, so that I have authentications capability if when I'm operating productions on Azure. In the event that I lose connectivities to my primary domain controller on premises, I still am able to authenticate my user, authenticate my applications and service, user accounts, etc., so that my SAP applications stay running on Azure. And as you are getting more familiar with operating your core ERP workloads on Azure, there are obviously opportunities to add additional workload for things like Fiori application server, application gateways, and enterprise portal, etc. That solutions, what we put in there, is pretty much to remind you that Azure actually has more the capability to run other additional SAP workload in addition to all the core ERP applications that we deal with on a daily basis. So here's a spreadsheet of the additional components for HA requirements. And operating hours wise all stay the same, except that some of the components, for example, the GS5 machines get double the storage SSD, number of units for those guys get double, and VMs, you get the double for the app server, etc. All of that results in a roughly $20,000 per month of cost. So as compared to the non-HA solution, there is a delta of about $7,000 a month, and that would be the two solutions that we have for you for reference. I here would like to say bid you farewell and hope you enjoy your journey working with your customers in onboarding the solution to Microsoft Azure. Thank you.